The shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating over 10 years on the air. 605-4567 is our phone number today, the 22nd of June, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And I'm here with Ashley at the helm. Linda's parents came in this weekend. It was Father's Day. And this is the first time we've had a chance to see them since this whole COVID thing started. So it's been 3 months. So it was good.
Yay.
It's good seeing them. You know, they're planning another trip.
Good.
This one is a trip on Route 66.
Nice. That sounds like
fun. Yeah. I mean, they're in a bus the whole time. They're not sure it's going to happen. Not that they don't want to go, but that they may, you know, still may not be having things. And this is supposed to go in like September. Ah. So, good morning.
Good morning. Happy National Onion Rings Day.
I knew there was a reason I got up this morning.
We are looking at an excessive heat warning for the next few days and a heat advisory throughout the foreseeable future. So we just hit the official meteorological beginning of summer a couple of days ago, mm-hmm. a celestial beginning of summer, and the forecast is reflecting that big time. We're looking at a high of 108 for reference. We had a high of about 100 yesterday. High of 108 today and tomorrow, and then Wednesday we're dropping down to 106, 107 on Thursday, 110 by Friday. It is going to be hot across the board.
It's going to be balmy this weekend, though. This coming weekend, it's only going to be like 98 to 100.
I'm looking at 106 on Saturday, 99 on Sunday.
Well, that's what I meant, 99. Because I'm working Sunday.
Okay.
Out at the range. So I'm looking for any type of help at that point.
But we are looking at extreme heat measures, so make sure you're drinking extra amounts of water throughout this week. Summer is here, and summer is a running summer. Our lows are.
I've worn my first Hawaiian shirt of the summer.
Very nice.
Got it on now. Even though that I understand. Well, I'll talk about it in a minute. The weather reports are brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a better-known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They also have some great deals on generators because you just know they're going to start turning the power off from PG&E. So give them a call at 365-3793. Find out what they can do for you, and they love doing it. They love helping people in our community. Now, you see this Hawaiian shirt.
Very nice.
Have you ever heard of the Boogaloo movement?
Boogaloo?
Yeah.
No.
This is
the insane clown posse?
White racist neo-Nazi group.
Oh, okay.
And I think it's look it up. It's called the Boogaloo movement. Well, I saw something the other day. Oh, no. You know, some groups don't wear Hawaiian shirts. And I thought to myself, oh, no. Oh, no. Let that not be true. Because I don't want to be identified as a neo-Nazi white fascist because I'm wearing a Hawaiian shirt. Also, I can't imagine what Redding would do without our Hawaiian shirts.
Yep.
This is a Redding tuxedo. Are you kidding? During the summer, coming in with light slacks and your Hawaiian shirt on. I don't understand it. Anyway,
I'm looking at it right now.
The Boogaloo movement there. And part of it was the Hawaiian shirts, and I went,
it's Hawaiian shirts and like beanies.
Oh, so, you're seeing it? And beanies?
Well, in the pictures I'm seeing here,
they are wearing
Hawaiian shirts along with military fatigues to identify themselves in protests.
Okay, so then I'm safe.
So long as
I'm not wearing
cami
trousers, then I'm okay, right?
Yeah, that's what they're telling me.
How about those khaki trousers with the, you know, the cargo pockets? Are those considered military? I do not want to be singled out and surrounded in downtown Redding because they think I'm a member of the Boogaloo.
If they're surrounding you, then you can shoot in any direction and hit one, right?
Well, you know, that's what Justin Fuller said. Now we can attack in every direction.
Yep.
The other thing, you know, that the Hawaiian shirts do is they also are great. You know, they just keep you cool during the summer.
That's the goal.
Yep, that's the whole thing. When are we having Dr. Danuka back on? It may be sooner than you think. Somebody asked a question, and Dr. Danuka is one of our favorite guests, one of our favorite people, too. Hey, I want to remind everybody that on Wednesday at the grocery outlet store located in the Anderson Outlet shopping area down there, they are going to start on Wednesday, June 24th at 10 a.m. A distribution station is going to be set up for masks that have been provided, protective masks that have been provided by the South Korean government. They were part of a shipment sent over by the generosity of South Korea, and these masks are intended to be used by Korean veterans and their spouses. I guess probably in their immediate family, too. Kim Chamberlain is going to be on the show Wednesday to talk about it, but that's going to be Wednesday, June 24th at 10 a.m. at Grocery Outlet. Kim, who I've known since I think the day I arrived in Reading, is such a great woman. She has done so much for veterans. She has been one of the initiating people, if not the one who started Reads Across America right here at our Reading cemetery, where she worked so hard for so many years. Everybody would put those wreaths together, build these wreaths to put on the headstones. And then she started raising money, and other people started raising money so they could buy the wreaths, so they could put the wreaths on. And so now we have thousands, because when I first moved here to Reading, did you ever see Igo 10 years ago? That was probably really low in your scope, maybe 10 years ago.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
I don't remember the last time I was in Igo.
Oh, 12 years now, because I've lived here 12 years. I've lived here 13 years. The fact is that you went out there, and the whole, you know, front area where you go in there where the flag is and all this, mm-hmm. There were no grave markers there. They were out, you know, to the south there and out in the sides. But now that whole place, and it's moving out further and further as more people are interred there. In fact, we're going to have a really good friend that's going to have a ceremony out there. We've got to figure out when they're going to start allowing people back out there in larger groups.
I believe I am familiar with a ceremony that's going to be out there with a maximum of 50 people, and that's mid-July. So they are scheduling at least.
Yeah, and we're going to be able to participate in that. So
I've been told I'm not allowed to participate because of that particular one, but yeah.
Okay. All right. It's 7:13 in the morning, and we're going to take a quick break. And let's start talking about what some things that have been happening over the weekend here. Besides Father's Day, I hope everybody had a good Father's Day. I have to admit, my father-in-law, for his Father's Day present, we gave him, you know, here's $50, Pop. Well, it was more than that. Let's go down. He's been talking about for weeks. He can't find any place to buy meter fish, and he lives down in Sacramento, and you know, out there in the Folsom area. So we took him to R&R Meats this weekend. Oh my gosh, it was like a kid in a candy store. He started on one end, he walked back and forth a couple of times, and then he started on one end and worked his way down, picking out this, picking out that. He says, "Wow, you have this place is great." And and it was interesting because, you know, they have a line there, and then it was getting hot. And so the young lady walks out, and she says, "Come on in where it's air conditioned. This is crazy." And some of us were wearing masks. I wore a mask part of the time. They wore their mask. You know, they're in their late 80s. But most people weren't. Then from there, we went to a store, you know, Pier 1, because we were looking for a chest. Because our niece's and nephew's house, PG&E had something happen. Something blew up. I think it was a transformer, but they're not sure. Caught the backs of the houses on fire. And so they lost their – oh, yeah. And so they were looking for a chest to replace the one that he had made for his great-grandson to put his toys in. And so we went into Pier 1. Everybody, there's a big sign out front, can't come in here unless you got a mask on. And same thing if you go look in a couple of other stores. Can't come in here if you're not wearing a mask. And most people were wearing masks. In fact, everybody in that one store is wearing masks. The next store, I saw one lady not wearing a mask. So it was not painful. And if it helps some people, I can live with it. I think it's overreach, but I can live with it. Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. I hope everybody did have a good weekend. And if you're my father, of course, has passed away. And but taking the time to remember all those great times. We sit around and talked about things that Linda and her dad and mom did, and other people were there talking about things they did. And I thought back on all the stuff that my father taught me. And it was a good time. I mean, I think of him a lot. But I reflected, I think, if that's a good word for me, on growing up in a family, in a nuclear family, where my mom stayed home while we went to school. I think she had part-time jobs during the winter, during Christmas time, she'd work for Sears at Christmas time. She loved doing that. And but just, how our life was, how we moved so much. And we were opened up to so many different aspects of our country, from segregation to being in places where there were the only people of color were Native Americans and Hispanics. And then moving to places where there were a lot of people of color, but not where you lived, out in the suburbs. It was strange, but, just reflecting back on what's happening in our nation and, growing up. So, 7:16 in the morning here. It is 76 degrees. It's going up to 109 today here on the 22nd of June. We'll be right back after these messages.
Like father.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, People retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Carl and Linda Bott, Linda's on assignment this morning, getting her folks out of town. You know what? When I'm that age, I hope I have that much enthusiasm for life and that much, energy and all this that they have. 88. 87. He's going to be 89 here in like in a month. And they're planning these trips. And after the half hour, we're going to talk about how do you stay alive longer? How do you make that 100-year mark? Because there's scientists have studied that we've all got it in our DNA to make it to 90 if we just do certain things. But the people that are the supers that live to be 110, and they're out there, 104, 105, 106 that are still active. There's 10 things like they do that they discovered that what gets them to there. And we're going to discuss that at 7:30 for all you people in your 40s and 50s who are wondering if you're going to make it through this year. So, hey, but this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Horst, a veteran and a veteran-owned business here. He knows it all about repairing windshields. He's been doing it for years. He's a Bureau of Automotive Repair-approved business. He's out of the old school, Jeff is, that he believes in the safety of your family. He's not going to mess around with that. He's going to do the very best job in repairing that small chip in your windshield that can grow to a crack. Or if you've got a crack already over, 2.5 feet in length, he can fix that. He is a windshield repair specialist. Do not go to the ones on the side of the road. Can I just say that? It's like going in and saying, hey, would you mind... Would you mind checking the timing system of my car? It's on the side of a road. You know, it just doesn't work that way. Jeff Horst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today, or just stop by 3208 South Market Street. Okay. Catching up on this weekend. Do you have the COVID statistics? Shasta County, we shot up. We had like 11 cases, but they're all out of like one family, though.
Well, on Friday night, they reported 14 new cases. 11 of those were all from the same family incident, and they talked about that incident throughout much of last week. Then we got another 4 cases Saturday night, another case last night, so we're up to 81 confirmed cases in Shasta County right now for... Still 4 deaths, which we've been at for, a month and a half?
For the very first month, we lost those 4.
Mm-hmm.
Right at the beginning. And we had none of these people hospitalized. Is that correct?
We haven't had
any people hospitalized out of this newest group. They're in isolation or they're quarantined or this.
We have 38 current confirmed cases in the last 14 days.
Right. And these, like we said, a third of them. Almost a third came out of one family and a family gathering.
Mm-hmm.
None of them. We have people in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 70s. I'm sure there's got to be somebody in their 60s in there someplace. So that we're looking at this as an equal opportunity virus to get. But as more and more people are tested, the numbers go up. You've got to start looking at how many people are in hospitals and how many people are dying. The death rate's still dropping. So are we building up this herd immunity? Is COVID-19 still something we need to pay attention to? Yes.
And as I'm looking at the numbers, just because I keep a close track of them every day, only about half of them are even presenting symptoms at all. And that doesn't seem to be either gender or age specific as far as who's presenting symptoms and who's not, which is a little different from what we heard initially, was that it was targeting more of the older folk. But as far as people who are presenting symptoms and people who aren't presenting symptoms, it seems to be pretty evenly spread across the board, whatever demographics we have in Shasta County. I am looking at the statistics as far as per county, who's rising, who's going up, and who's falling. We are passing currently, so we're holding steady, but there are a lot of concerns that we're going to move up to a high-risk county pretty soon. So we do need to, make sure we're doing our thing, staying safe, especially if you're at risk, stay at home. Wear the mask if the business asks you to. And that's just a courtesy thing from all of the businesses.
Well, they've been told they have to do it or they can be punished. So they've got to put those signs out there.
Yeah, but
I don't know.
Almost every law enforcement officer that I've seen that's spoken about it said, we have better things to do.
Yeah, well, Sacramento Sheriff said, hey, I'm not enforcing this.
Yeah, Tehama County, even Shasta County, sheriff.
Our law enforcement officers have never put it out in writing that they're not going to do it. But they're not going
to
do it.
Yeah. They have better things to do. Honestly, if there's somebody doing terrible things in downtown Reading and then somebody in Pier 1 not wearing a mask, then it's they have to prioritize.
Of course you do. And that means if somebody's, the one thing is, just by statistics, it seems a lot less than last year at this time. But now things are starting to open up again, so you're going to start seeing probably more crime as more people leave their homes.
Mm-hmm.
But this is interesting that banks across America are that they have so much cash now because people started saving money. They weren't spending money because they weren't going out. So there's more money in the banks.
That's interesting because at the beginning
trillions
of this thing,
trillions of dollars more.
Nobody would let you even withdraw cash back because there was a worry about a bank run and then everything collapsing because we saw that in 29 and things started collapsing. So there was a worry of a bank run. And so they said, no, you can't withdraw more than certain amounts, da da da. And now they've got too much.
The Teddy Roosevelt's statue that's in front of the Museum of Natural History in New York is gone. It's leaving because it's a picture of him on his horse. And next to him is a figure of a Native American, and the other one is of an African American. And the complaints were it shows that the white culture is subjugating Native Americans and black. Black Americans, because he's on this horse and they're standing there beside him, not as groups that are here in our country, but because he's on his horse. So Teddy Roosevelt, and nobody's accused him yet that I know of.
Well, any
of
historical
being racist.
Figure is going to be
So he's going now. He did fight in the Spanish American War, of course, when he led the charge up. Up the hill there, and so I'm not sure that'll come into it at some point. But
they took down the Francis Scott Key.
Okay.
I
want to talk about this for a couple of minutes before we get into how do you live a little bit longer. They went into the park and they took down Ulysses S. Grant's top of that. And the reason they gave is he was a slave owner. Ulysses S. Grant inherited a slave. He doesn't like it. He didn't like slavery.
And are you trying to convince me that the people who took this down knew this much about history?
No, of course not. They just knew that he had owned a slave at some point, so he was a slave owner. We have to topple the statue. And they didn't get into the part where you turned the man loose. Then he was the one that defeated the armies of the South His term for the people that fought against the Union was traitors. It doesn't mean you can't be magnanimous when you win, and he very much was. And then was elected president, and the Ku Klux Klan was at its, you know, had been formed during the Johnson era, right before him, and that had taken, of course, taken Lincoln's place. Andrew Johnson took Lincoln's place. Ku Klux Klan was taking over the South again. And Grant put thousands of troops out there to fight them, to eradicate it. When this happened, you know, the people, you know, people go, whoa, wait a minute. This is Grant. And you're pulling a statue over. And then Francis Scott Key, who wrote the National Anthem. And his statue was toppled. And then so were Catholic statues. Those were being taken down. George Washington's statue's been pulled over. Jefferson's has been, statues of Jefferson. They want to change the name of Columbus, Ohio to Flavortown. They're collecting signatures on the petition for that. Just when we're seeing this going on during the summer, you think to yourself, I wonder how long this is going to last. You know,
we had a
protest here in Reading. It caused a lot of movement for it allowed for a lot of movement forward peacefully. If we can say that over and over and over again, peacefully, where people were able to speak and get together and talk about things. And yet we're still seeing these it's called CHOP now, the Capitol Hill Occupied by the People or something like that. They've had shootings inside that area, in that six-block area in Seattle, and the police can't get in. They've had two shootings in there, one person killed. They can't get in there. They've had reports of rape and theft and all this, and they give the police a tough time coming in. They had a incident where somebody tried to burn down a building in there. Luckily, they let the firemen through to fight that. So this whole, you know, this thing of six blocks is people are saying you got to send in the federal troops. Well, I think if you send in the federal troops, is there going to be more violence, and or the National Guard, is going to be more violence? Are people whose homes and businesses are there, what's going to happen to them? So, anyway, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over Alliance Heating and Air. I think it's appropriate because it's going up to 108 today. Alliance Heating and Air, if you need help with your air conditioner, they're the ones to call. If you think that, our transformer was going out probably for weeks, and you don't notice it because it's kind of like that incremental thing about a frog in hot water. You just keep turning it up a little bit at a time. But once they put that new transformer in there, boom, our house is just cool. Came in, did the job, 30 minutes in and out, a very fair price. They're there to help you. They offer warranties, guarantees, or a whole new system there. They can also put in on-demand hot water heaters. All of this at Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. We'll be right back, 7:33 in the morning. 76 degrees out there.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is a second-generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423 at Advanced Automotive.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
I said, Dave, I ain't as good as I once was. My, how the years have flown. But there was a time back in my prime when I could really hold my own.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Yeah, I'm as good once as I ever was. It just takes me longer to recover, sometimes weeks. Phone lines here, 605-4567. If you got something stuck in your craw and you need to talk about something that's been happening and you want to talk about it on the air, the 22nd of June, it's going to be up to about 108 today? Or 109 today. I can't believe that already. And it's going to be like that, my friends, for the foreseeable future. It's 79 degrees right now. Now, living longer. Do you want to live longer? Do you want to live to be 100, Ashley?
I don't care how long I live. I care about my quality of life while I'm alive. So long as I'm having a blast, if I'm 88, 89, and going out and traveling Route 66, great.
Yeah.
But if I'm, you know,
laying someplace.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not the same. Okay, so what it's never too late either, to start doing things that will help you to live longer. And they've been studying this, and these people that are in their hundreds have a lot of these in common. One, eat less, just enough to maintain healthy weight. At calorie levels, they tested mice. They fed them less and less and less, and they stayed healthy, but humans can't sustain that. So eat breakfast like a king, lunch like a prince, and dinner like a pauper is the is the advice there. Number two, go ahead, and this is going to make a lot of people happy. Go ahead with a drink or two a day. There's no magic in alcohol, but a lot of times it has to do with social engagement. And to have one or two drinks a day doesn't hurt anybody. And this is from University of California Irvine study there. Keep the faith. God works in mysterious ways for your well-being. Researchers aren't entirely sure why people practicing a religion live longer, but they credit in related social life. Okay? Starting to see a pattern here, right? Social life. Cultivate close friendships. It helps if they're healthy friends. If you're friends with people that aren't healthy, then you have a tendency to be not healthy too. They reinforce each other. If you hang around with healthy people, they tend to reinforce each other on that. Avoid loneliness. And loneliness, you can have a lot of acquaintances, but if you don't spend time with people, okay, so avoid loneliness, and we get into the social interaction. That means a lot. That helps people stay, you know, alive longer. And then it's great, get social time. Real, not virtual. Go talk to people. Talk to your neighbors. Talk to other people. Being isolated and doing it is, you know, being on Zoom, or like yesterday they had a Zoom call for all the kids, grandkids, great-grandkids, for Father's Day, you know, to include my father-in-law, my brother, all the sons and daughters who are children or have children. So they had a Zoom call. So, and that put everybody together. Everybody was able to see each other. That was cool. But it doesn't take the place of social interaction with people. Be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. A lot of people aren't born happy. A lot of people just see the glass half empty. Try to change that. Try to get into being more outgoing, forgiving, letting things go, a little more outgoing. And this will help you stay engaged in the world. Again, engaging yourself with other people to keep your mind sharp in this, which leads to the next one of stimulate your brain. You need to keep leveling it up. Crosswords only help when you first start, because you learn most at the beginning. Then you have to move on to Sudoku or other puzzles for new brain-stretching activities to get enough benefit. I was kind of upset about when I heard that, because I like doing crossword puzzles. My mother-in-law does the Sacramento Bee crossword puzzle every day.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, every day she's in there with her pencil doing it. So what they're saying is now you have to go out. How about, you know, I guess you could get into puzzles where, you know, the 1,000-piece puzzle, not maybe the 10,000-piece puzzle.
Oh, jigsaw puzzles?
Yeah, jigsaw puzzles. Now, I'm happy to say that I finished a crossword puzzle in only 6 months when it said for 4 to 10. I 4 to 10 years. I thought that it was, you know, people taking 4 to 10 years to do it. I did it only in 6 months. Think about it. Exercise 45 minutes a day. It doesn't have to be all the same, you know, at the same time. 15 minutes, 15 minutes, 15 minutes.
The weight training. Immediately after eating tends to be the best time. If you go for a walk immediately after you've had a meal, that's when you're going to get the most out of your exercise.
It can add up to, you know, shorter ones. You can take walks after your meals. They agreed that lifelong movement from climbing stairs to walks to dumbbells helps longevity. And it's like number one in there with the social. Have a purpose. When people retire, a lot of people feel like their purpose is over. And that's why you see so many people that die, you know, within a few years after retirement. Because their purpose is gone, you might say. Well, you have to find things to make your life productive. You take up hobbies, you take up groups, you know, these things to make sure that you have a purpose in life. And you're not just kind of like wandering, because that's not good for you. And this one, the last one is eat a mostly plant-based diet.
Yeah, that's not going to happen for me. Yeah,
anti-aging vitamin cocktails don't help, which gets you to 90 basics. Focus on protein. Cut back a little bit on the red meat. Healthy fats, complex carbs. The 5 dietary pillars in the blue zone for getting, you know, living longer are whole grains, greens, tubers, nuts, and beans. 1 cup of beans a day adds 3 to 4 years of life expectancy.
But it means one cup of beans per day. This goes back to the quality of life thing. I'd rather just, you know, eat what I want and die sooner.
Spend more time with friends. They're like playing sports instead of just watching them. This one researcher who is in his 90s, said, you know, he tries to eat all of his meals in between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m.
Intermittent fasting is what that's called.
Yeah. Eat mostly vegetarian and put more emphasis on exercise. And this, he was the oldest man I ever met, 114 years old. He spent 90 minutes talking, never once repeating himself. Take up things that will get you out in the nature, like birding, going out with your binoculars and your little bird books. But because it keeps you active. Cut back a little on the coffee. The optimum is 2 to 4 cups. That's the sweet spot in there.
Per day. Not per hour.
Some people, about 15% of centenarians, are likely to make it to super age 110. They make it to 100 without showing a major disease. Like if they make it to then, they've got a good shot of going to 110. Develop age-related delayers. They're called delayers. They develop age-related diseases after 80. They tend to stay independent to an average of 93. Anyway, so I got all these out of the Parade magazine. It's in the Record Search Light. We take the Record Search Light on Sundays. I have a great time reading it. One of the things I think makes you live longer is occupying yourself, as we do here, and reading the paper and arguing over it all the time. Who would have written this? Who would have written this? Where is your head? Why would you have written this? So, okay. Now, I've just told you all how to live to be 100. I expect that we'll start. If you're at 99, I expect you to give me a call. Tell me you're there. You're there. You're going for 100. You're going for the super centurion.
Let us know what your secrets are.
Yeah, that would be interesting. Because we have friends that are in there. Well, you know, Tom and June stay active, and they plan things for the future. And when they do that, then they get things out like the maps where they're going, and they talk about it, and it's all this. And they do, you know, they get out. Even during this COVID, it made them crazy because they couldn't get out. And just things like to go shopping or get their hair done and all those kind of things. But because they're staying active. Now, he has a vegetable garden. He's out there every day doing that. And so, again, it's staying active. It's staying in contact with people. All right. Quick break, 79 degrees right now, going up to 109. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, they do things by appointment. They've been doing that for well before the COVID started. You can give them a call at 244-9478. They do 10 minutes between customers there so they can completely eradicate any type of germs that's in the shop, on the seat, on their equipment, and all this. Not only that, they give great haircuts, and it's man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back after these messages, 7:47, here on Monday the 22nd.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our nine new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and four huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for four with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and two large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed three to four, so try all nine. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
Alan Gordon here, Coach Master Collision.
Thankfully, it appears that Coach Master Repair is an essential business and fully prepared to repair any minor or major damage to your vehicle. With the invasion of the coronavirus, Coach Master is taking all precautions for the safety of our employees and our customers. We have closed all traffic through our lobby to ensure proper social distancing and will be disinfecting your vehicle upon arrival and before delivery. With the effects and response from the virus, we feel fortunate to be able to maintain all of our employees. They will be here to provide all services required for a proper and complete repair. These are uncharted territories. Let's all work together for a full, safe, and prosperous recovery.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
525,600 minutes, 525,000 moments, oh dear, 525,600 minutes, how do you measure a year?
Okay, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone line 0605-4567, 752 in the morning, and Cornerstone Community Bank is bringing us this segment. Community-oriented, locally-owned, locally-operated. They have done so much for the people here in Reading and the surrounding areas here down in Red Bluff and other places. They were there. They were Johnny on the spot when it came to helping people with that Paycheck Protection Program, whether they were customers or not. How many thousand jobs did they save by the job, by the work they did there at Cornerstone Community Bank? You can learn more about Cornerstone Community Bank at bankcornerstone.com. They are still moving dreams forward during the COVID time, now during everything else that's going on. People still have dreams. People still need the assistance of a good local family-type bank, and that's Cornerstone Community Bank. Let's go to the phones. Donna, good morning. You got some hints here, huh?
Well, I wanted when I was listening to your program, I thought about my dad's cousin that's 100 years old. She lives down in Tucson, and she has started writers' clubs wherever she's lived. She's very alert, and she lives in independent living, and she feels like if you write down your memories, that is good for seniors, and you've got something to pass on to your family. And, you know, these seniors that are not able to get out and they are not having church service, they're not have their dining rooms are not open,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to try and call her more often. And I hope that others will think about somebody that might not be able to get out and mix with people, and we can give them a phone call more often and check on them, and I think that that would be helpful. And I just really enjoyed talking to this lady that knew my grandfather, my grandmother that I'd never met, and she's very, you know, it's just very interesting to talk to her. So, yeah, she's not a negative person. She's always counting her blessings, and I just think that, you know, that we can learn from these people that have lived so long.
Well, you know what,
so, anyway.
Yeah, well, Donna, those are great because it, you know, kind of went along with those things we were talking about, interacting with other people and keeping yourself moving and being optimistic. You know, one thing that I wish my mother had done, she did a pretty good job on it, but I think all of us can do that, is take a look at our photo albums and then start putting who they are in our photo albums so that when you pass them on, so when the grandchildren see it, they'll go, well, who are these people? You know, they're all together, and obviously this is my mom when she was like five, but who are the other people there? So, you know, if you've got time, is to write down who all those people are. So it you know, because I'll look at pictures now that, you know, after my parents were young, and I have no idea who that whole family is. So that's something we can all do.
This is a good time to do that.
This is a good time to do it. We got a few minutes. Hey, Donna, thank you so much. And thank you for your card, too. It was so nice.
Oh, yes. Okay.
It
Have
was
a great
so nice.
Day.
Okay. Thank you. Hey, today is National HVAC Tech Day. I think I'm going to call Alliance Heating and Air and say, do you know today is National HVAC Tech Day? They said we'd like to talk about it, but we're too busy right now trying to repair everything that's happening.
Yeah, especially before this heat wave settles in.
Oh, man, I tell you. Hey, it's also Elder Abuse Awareness Month, and I want to let you know that on Friday they're having a free webinar featuring world-renowned keynote speaker Paul Greenwood. When I say they, it's the Shining Care organization headed up by Joanne McCarley and Colleen Nelson. And they are teaming up with our Shasta County DA's office and Health and Human Services and Adult Protective Services and several others. And it's about elder abuse awareness and prevention campaign, keep our seniors safe. It takes a community to build strong support for our elders. And this webinar is going to be free. It's going to be Friday. It goes from 11 to 1:30. They're going to have an interactive panel of local experts and officials. And you can ask questions, call in or probably type questions in that you want to talk about. Now, my next guest at 8 o'clock is Dr. Douglas Craig. And he is a local psychologist. And used to have a show on our station here right at the beginning when we first started, and is quite an interesting person, quite a nice person. But he wrote an article called, in a news cafe, called In Search of Heroes. And when you see this, you know, I just kind of like started to glance over it, and then I started reading it, and about how we as people, and a lot of times you feel like, what difference can one person make? I mean, how many times do you hear that? My vote doesn't count. It doesn't make any difference. Or, why even try? Well, we all have it in us to be a hero. Everybody wants to be a hero. I don't care what you say, you know, how you look at things, but everybody wants to be a hero. We may have different ideas of what heroes are, but we're going to discuss this. But it was a great article, but it leads to other things, too. But one of the quotes in this was, a hero is someone who has given his or her life to something bigger than oneself. You see it in combat a lot. They give their lives for their brothers and sisters. But they also give it for other reasons, too. Not because they've got nothing else to do. It's because it was a part of their life that they were living. And sometimes they knew that their life would end when they did that. So I can't wait to discuss this because he gets into not just warriors, but what a hero is and how we can do this, how we can help each other. So, hey, we'll be back after these messages. It's going to be 109 today, my friends. And as Ashley's already said, hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. And again, you know, watch taking animals with you. You've gotten used to us. And then Jimmy says, please let anyone know with a swamp cooler know, instead of cracking open windows to let air out, open up the attic access. It will push out the hot air in the attic like an old house fan and cool off the house a lot better. Okay. We'll be right back after these messages.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. There is fresh evidence of the damage done to the housing market by the coronavirus pandemic. The National Association of Realtors reports used home sales tumbled 9.7% last month, a third straight monthly decline. New York City entering the next phase of reopening today. Phase 2 allows haircuts, shopping, and outdoor dining. Office workers can return and playgrounds reopen. And Washington, D.C., moving to Phase 2 of its reopening plan.
Starting today, playgrounds, libraries, gyms, and nail salons can reopen on a limited basis. All non-essential businesses will be allowed to let customers inside up to 50% capacity, as will restaurants. Indoor gatherings of up to 50 people will be allowed, and houses of worship can hold in-person services for 100 people or 50% capacity, whichever number is smaller. Ken Lorman, Washington.
The world has seen its largest daily increases yet in coronavirus cases, infections soaring in India's rural villages after migrant workers fled the big cities. Correspondent Jamie Keaton says a spike in cases could be the result of stepped-up virus testing.
Although the numbers are a new record, it is important to note that this can be equally as due to the fact that there is increased testing as the widening infections. In other words, it could be a sign of its own success in the sense that more cases may be turning up because simply there's greater testing going on.
Early morning gunfire at a block party in Charlotte, North Carolina. Two people killed, seven others wounded. In Chicago, at least 11 people were shot to death over the weekend, dozens wounded. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 80 points. The NASDAQ, 10 points higher. The S&P is trading 6 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I love golf, and I also stink at golf. I've tried it all, the lessons, the special swing contraptions, the neon brush tees, the funny hats, the putting all of my change in my left pocket. I like to say I just happen to have a high golf handicap. My friends would say I have a high talent disadvantage. Luckily, while I might be fighting some disadvantages on the golf course, at our Faith and Family Mortgage team, we're lucky to be able to serve listeners with a unique advantage. Our team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. And for you, that can mean shorter turnaround times and often a lower rate, which could save you monthly and lifelong money on a new home, refinance, or cash-out refinance. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp., 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, Mississippi, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Germany's government considering a $10 billion bailout of the country's biggest airline.
Lufthansa has been badly hit by the coronavirus pandemic. It plans to reduce its fleet by 100 aircraft and cut thousands of jobs. The bailout, which Lufthansa's management sees as vital if the airline's to survive, comes with strings attached. The government wants to take a 20% stake in the company and appoint two members to its supervisory board. But that plan is opposed by the airline's biggest shareholder, billionaire Heinz Hermann Thiele, who holds a 15% stake. His support is likely to be necessary if investors are to approve the bailout later this week.
That's the BBC's Theo Leggett. South Korea urging North Korea to scrap a plan to launch propaganda leaflets across the border after the North said it's ready to float 12 million leaflets in what would be the largest such campaign against its southern rival. News and analysis at townhall.com. A symbol of racial hatred surfaces at NASCAR.
NASCAR says a noose was found in the garage door of the only black driver working full-time on the circuit. The discovery was made yesterday and comes less than 2 weeks after Bubba Wallace pushed NASCAR to ban the Confederate flag from its tracks and facilities. Wallace has responded to the noose planting, calling it a despicable act of racism and hatred that leaves him, quote, incredibly saddened. He also says it's a painful reminder of how much further we have to go as a society and how persistent people must be in the fight against racism. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The U.S. ambassador to Britain says an American is among the three victims killed in a knife attack in the English town of Reading. It's under investigation as a terrorist incident. The 25-year-old man is in police custody. Watching Wall Street this hour, the Dow is down 48 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating over 10 years on the air, 605-4567 is our phone number. If you have questions today, the 22nd of June, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage, your health, your choice. And I'm here today with Ashley. Linda's on assignment this morning. Be back tomorrow. And Ashley, what's it look like for weather? I mean, I can't keep up with it. I have to keep refreshing my screen because the temperature is rising that fast.
Oh yeah, we are looking at a low of room temperature throughout much of the week. So 73 degrees tonight, 74 tomorrow. The coldest we're going to see outside is still not going to be able to compare to what's inside this building right now. But we are looking at a high of 108 today, and that's not going away anytime soon. Friday all the way up to 110, 106 by Saturday, maybe as close down to back to double digits by Sunday.
Yeah,
but
99.
We are looking at high temperatures throughout the entire week. Stay inside as much as possible. Stay hydrated. Stay cool. Look after your pets and parents to make sure that they are staying safe as well.
Okay, it is currently 82 degrees, going up to 109 today. The weather report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They also have generators. Give them a call at 365-3793 if you're interested in maybe getting a generator to help make it through the times when PG&E cuts off the power, which they will. They've already said it. They're going to try to be a little more specific this time instead of just, you know, head for it and cut it all off. Again, Shasta Gas Propane. And I'm here with a gentleman I met, gosh, 11 or 12 years ago, and by the name of Dr. Douglas Craig. And he had a show on our station 10 years ago. And it was a great show. And part of it, every so often, he'd talk about his electric car. And
yep.
I got to go out there and watch, look at his car. Who made that car?
That was made by a Chinese car company, and it was a ZAP, ZAP, and that stood for zero air pollution.
Right.
It was a three-wheeled car. It looked like a golf cart. It was the worst car I ever had. Yeah. I was glad to get rid of it. It's a nightmare.
I've never seen Doug get excited or anything, but he'd be out there looking at that car. And I think one time after a show it didn't start or something. It was like, I hate this car.
Yeah.
But, you know, and it's zero emissions. I said, well, my truck's zero emissions too. It just sits here and doesn't start.
That's true.
Doug is
a Leaf now. That's a good electric.
So that one's working.
Yeah,
okay,
that's nice
great.
One, yeah.
Is that what that one is out there?
That is, yes.
Oh, yeah, I see it. Zero emissions on it. It's kind of like, you know, you're not an ostentatious type of guy, but here you are. You're advertising zero emissions on that.
Yeah.
On the side. It's just little. It's just, it comes with the car. It's not like Doug put something on his car.
Right.
Dr. Douglas Craig, a local psychologist, and you've been here for what, 30?
I've been in practice for 33 years.
33 years, yeah. And again, just a good guy. And we've kind of, you know, lost touch, but every so often you run into each other. But you wrote an article in the News Cafe that at first I just kind of glanced at it. Then I started reading it, and it's called In Search of Heroes. And I thought, how appropriate at this time in our society that we take a look at heroes. And what exactly is a hero? What got into your what was behind you writing this, Doug?
Well, I've been writing at a news cafe, 7-8 years, and different topics. As a psychologist, I try to look at it as a psychologist would, and try to help the community. And I've written a few pieces related to the virus and what people can do to maintain their mental health during this crisis. And I was looking, strangely enough, at Bruce Springsteen, who is one of my heroes, and in particular, not just because of his music, but because of his openness about being raised by an abusive bipolar alcoholic and how that contributed to his own depression, and how he's been in therapy for 30 years, and just a remarkably heroic honesty about having his own mental health issues. And as I was researching the article, I thought I'd look into, you know, this issue of heroism. And the more I got into it, I ended up throwing all the stuff on Bruce out. So I'll use that some other day. But I just focused in on heroism itself and what it is and why, like you said, why it's so important to us all the time, but certainly now with the multiple crises it seems like we're facing.
So what is your definition of a hero?
Well, you know, I have my ideas about heroism, but the researcher I've relied on for the article is a psychologist named Scott Allison, and he's written several books on it, over 15 books and 100 articles, and he says heroism is defined by researchers as extreme pro-social behavior or service to others that is performed voluntarily, involves significant risk or cost to the individual, requires sacrifice, and is done without anticipation of personal gain.
Yeah, so you're doing the right thing because, and you don't expect to get anything out of this, and it could cause you problems.
Right.
Maybe he's taking a stand on certain things or providing something.
I think there's a sense for a lot of us, and I count you among them, you do your life, and at some point it isn't just about getting stuff. It's about giving, and it's about service to your nation, to the community, family, neighborhood, friends. And it's a way of rising above differences and looking for similarities, things that we all share.
Is it something that can be mandated in the sense of you hear people saying that everybody should give a year of their life, maybe right after high school, to things that to either working in hospitals or national parks or something that gives back to our country? Do you think
it's not a bad idea? When I was 19, I hitchhiked for a few months in Europe and Africa, and I was picked up by a Frenchman and in Tunisia, I believe. And it turns out, at least back then in the 70s, that all young men, I don't know if women, but all young men were required to serve 2 years in the military, or they could choose to do what you just said. They could mm-hmm. choose to work in a hospital, and he chose to work in a hospital in Tunisia. And that, yeah, I think it does kind of assist you. I don't think it forces you, but it provides an opportunity to look at service to others.
And okay, I'm going to take an early break because when I talk about service to others, that you know, part of being a hero is accepting other people. Mm-hmm. For who they are.
Right.
And, you know, we've gotten so, I don't know, stovepiped. Is that right. A right word?
There you go.
In our society, that what is there something that could kind of, you know, this one lady that was on our show, an author, said, I would really like to see, you know, like having a, you know, a place we could bring in people from all over so that they could be living together, you know, for 3 or 4 weeks so they could learn about the other cultures. And I said, yeah, that's called boot camp. She goes, boot camp? I said, yeah. Because in the Marine Corps and the Army and the Navy, you bring people from all cultures in, and you're taught to work together as a team. And she goes, well, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And I said, oh, good.
So bring
back the draft, huh? Yeah. Anyway, okay, we're going to take a quick break. And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Watch Repairmen, they've got it all there. They have a great selection of jewelry. Plus, if you're looking for something special and you want to design it, they will help you design it, and then they'll build it for you. So you'll have that one piece of jewelry that nobody else has, and you can do that at Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4 at they're located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back with Dr. Douglas Crick.
Read, imagine, learn with Shasta Public Libraries. Summer Blast is live at the Shasta Public Libraries. Join in their free summer reading program for kids, tweens, teens, and adults. Going on all summer long. Help your kids avoid the summer slide and be a reading role model. Read to win prizes like books, gift cards, and a kid's kitchen playset and more. The more you read, the more chances to win. Let your imagination run wild. Read, imagine, learn with Shasta Public Libraries. Sign up online today at summerblast.fun. Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and 2 sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and 2 fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757. What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's. SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil.
They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567, 819 in the morning, 84 degrees, going up to 109 today. You know what? The elective surgeries have all opened again, so people are getting hips and knees and shoulders and everything worked on here to get bring back some quality of life for them. But sometimes it takes extra care around the house there. Some assistance for you, and that's Home Helpers. Home Helpers started 16 years ago by Sharon Clark right in our fair little city of Reading, has been going strong since then. Sharon will not have anybody in your home that she would not have in her home. Well trained, all the testing and everything done to make sure that they are safe and able to work around your loved ones. And if it's a couple hours a day, once a week, or if it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Reading Home Helpers is prepared to help, to assist you. Sharon will give you a complimentary in-home consultation, or if you want to just do it in your office, in her office, or just talk over the phone, she's ready to do any of those to help you. Learn more at readinghomehelpers.com or give them a call, 226-8350, Reading Home Helpers. And I'm here with Dr. Douglas Craig, who wrote an article in the News Cafe, titled In Search of Heroes. And we talked a little bit about it, but you say there are four qualities, four signs of a hero. What is that?
Yeah, and this is Scott Allison's list. It comes from the literature that he's studied, including Joseph Campbell, mm-hmm. who wrote A Hero with a Thousand Faces. And I can go into what those are. There's non-dual awareness, transrational communication, unitive consciousness, and the wisdom of tempered empowerment. And I can explain what those are.
I hope you do, because one of them I just said I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Going through this, what is that broken down for all of us just listeners here?
So. There's something called dualistic thinking, which is the way of separating the world into binary pairs. And so good, bad, right, wrong, light, dark. And that's useful. It's certainly useful in many ways. But non-dual awareness is the realization that there's some things that transcend those dualities. So right now, for example, with the Black Lives Matter movement, there's one view, among a certain set in a population that all cops are bad.
Mm-hmm.
Or if we have someone who believes in white supremacy, then all black people are bad. So mm-hmm. that's an example of dualistic thinking. Non-dual awareness is the realization that just because a man or a woman wears a blue uniform doesn't make them good or bad. And just because of the color of his skin, we shouldn't jump to any conclusions about their character. So non-dual awareness is the realization that let's get past these stereotypic ways of thinking of one another and try to look for the unity and go beyond good, bad. So one more way to think about it is... I'm a Warriors fan, so mm-hmm. I don't like the Houston Rockets. I really don't like James Harden, but nobody's getting hurt by that. And
yeah.
and I noticed that after the game, after an NBA game, these players who were a moment ago were competing fiercely are now hugging, and you can tell they really care for one another. That's an example of non-dual awareness where you know, we're not taking our differences that serious. That we realize
you don't
some
feel
people
like,
have more connected.
Yeah, you don't feel like going to his house and breaking out his windows just
right.
because he scored 34 points
exactly.
in a game or something
exactly.
like that.
Exactly.
Okay, you know, that's kind of a simple way of putting it, but that's right.
Right.
And,
right.
If you have an interaction with a policeman, and he is maybe he's not as nice as you think they should be or something like that, but it doesn't mean that every other policeman is like that,
right?
Or you have a interaction with a person of color, good or bad. It doesn't
right.
mean everybody else then is great,
right? Right.
But it doesn't mean everybody else is bad then. So we have to be able to get past that and look at people as individuals, and not just uniforms or color,
right?
And you know, and we can all be angry at the Warriors or the Rockets. I remember Michael Jordan when they were playing this team from back east, and they walked off the court without shaking hands with them. And that's all it took Jordan and the rest of his players to they just became enraged by that.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
of course, Michael Jordan would find anything to get himself up
there
for a
go.
Game, but it's interesting.
Yeah,
it is right is that they can after a hard game that they can. They can shake hands and just say, hey, it's a game.
That's right. That's right. And what Scott Allison would say, and I used a butterfly metaphor as that we're all to some extent caterpillars and we're all to some extent butterflies as we transform and become more heroic. What Scott Allison would say is that nowadays we're very tribal and we identify with certain groups. And, you know, when I was growing up, I do not remember in the 50s and 60s and 70s, there was a huge split between liberals and conservatives. Those groups existed, but there wasn't the animosity. There was a collegiality in the Congress and Senate, you know, that they would debate the issues of the day, but then they would go hang out with each other's families. They really cared for one another. And it wasn't as tribal as it is now, where we've divided up into camps.
And it's multiple camps.
Yeah, yeah.
And some camps may have allegiances for a time with other camps.
Mm-hmm.
But when it gets right down to it, again, we go back into stovepiping.
Right.
By the way, we're talking about a gentleman by the name of Scott Allison, who's a professor of psychology at the University of Richmond. And he's written 15 books on heroism and heroic leadership and over 100 academic articles. And you gave his definition of it, of heroism there. But do you think that this splitting of our country is something that's done almost on purpose?
Well, yeah, it's done on purpose. Think of it this way. Think of I'm a psychologist, so I bring it down to families, couples, and so a couple doesn't decide to have a bad marriage. They don't wake up one day and think, I think I'll trash my marriage. So, but there is some intentionality there,
which
is fear-based. So, and it's a profound lack of trust. So that's what we've got going in the country. These groups, as we were referring to earlier, you and I were talking about the idea that boot camp is this great opportunity or melting pot where these different cultures can come together and get to know one another. And so they give up their fear at some point and realize, oh, okay, these are just guys or gals or ladies. You know, these are just human beings like me. They may have different cultural backgrounds, but the differences fade away.
Yeah, we're all being treated like crap. And,
yeah.
It does. It levels you down, and, you know, they shave your head.
Yeah.
So we all look alike. Yeah, we may be of different colors, but then you're built back up as a team.
Right.
To learn to operate as a team. And wouldn't that be nice if we could do that with everybody so everybody learns cultures, you know, everybody else's cultures. And, wow, just because he comes from the barrios in L.A., well, it turns out that, you know, he's a guy that I want to have with me in a fight and vice versa. So do you think the media plays a big part in this, or is it just the political parties?
Yeah, I think if we think about it, there is a benefit to certain powerful groups, wealthy groups, corporations and media companies to financially benefit from the divisions in society. So for sure, you know, nowadays we have media that's tailored to certain groups, and then we have people on the left and right just, you know, consuming the media that agrees with them. And so we have a lot of, it's called motivated reasoning, the tendency to, or selective bias. It's this desire or intention to make sure I'm right. Like my brain tells me I'm right, and I think, you know, am I right about this? And my brain says, yes, Doug, you're right. And then I go find media that says, see, I am right. I'm brilliant.
Yeah, and both.
I knew I was right.
I knew I was right. And look, I just read this.
Yeah.
And it says I'm right.
Yeah.
So people have a tendency then to not look at both sides. They tend to, and I've read about this before also, right. Is you have a tendency to look at media that agrees with you.
Right.
And you have people around you, for the most part, that agree with you, you know, mostly.
Right.
Those are your friends.
Right.
Then you have people around you that completely disagree with you, and if you can keep them as friends, that makes you as a person, and it was you as a person to grow too, though.
Right. And as a psychologist, years ago, I used to give IQ tests. I gave hundreds of them, and there's a subtest on the IQ test that I would use called similarities. There was no subtest called differences, and the reason is that it's easy to see differences. It doesn't require a lot of intelligence. But it requires advanced intelligence to see how things that are very, very different. At first, you think, well, they have nothing in common. And yet, if you could find what makes them the same, then you get extra points on this intelligence test. And that's what we see is that, you know, someone like Martin Luther King or Mahatma Gandhi or Nelson Mandela, other great leaders or heroes down through history have refused to see the differences. You know, Nelson Mandela was famous for developing really warm, loving relationships with the guards that would guard him. And so there is this refusal to see differences and to see what makes us the same, why we're all actually on the same team. We don't have to, you know, liberals don't have to hate conservatives and vice versa. We should be able to see what we all have in common.
We should be able, and there are, you know, and there's more in common than people believe. I mean, when you get down to the basics, everybody is pretty much wants the same thing.
Right.
It's how you go about it that's when things start to kind of go awry. I'm here with Dr. Douglas Craig, who wrote this article in a news cafe, and it's free. You just go online. It's called In Search of Heroes, and we're discussing that. Do we all have that hero in us? And we'll get into that here in a few minutes. This portion of the show brought to you by, I think it's a hero, it's Judy Maxwell. Judy Maxwell puts herself out. So many people were damaged by the car fire, of course, but then afterwards, the residual effects where they lost insurance, they lost everything, and Judy helped them regain insurance. She's working with people on health insurance. Her financial side helps people who have, during this COVID, when the stock market went crazy and is still going crazy, that to make sure that their financial needs are being looked at, and with good advice, all of this at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. It's all under one roof, and she's been doing this since 1993. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, give them a call at 221-0441. Set up an appointment today or talk to her about those things that could have an impact on your life. Judy can help you. We'll be right back after these messages with Dr. Douglas Craig, 8:32 in the morning, and probably about 84 right now, going up to 109 today. We'll be right back.
Get your morning update with us.
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Alan Gordon here, Coach Master Collision. Thankfully, it appears that Coach Master Repair is an essential business.
and fully prepared to repair any minor or major damage to your vehicle. With the invasion of the coronavirus, Coachmaster is taking all precautions for the safety of our employees and our customers. We have closed all traffic through our lobby to ensure proper social distancing and will be disinfecting your vehicle upon arrival and before delivery. With the effects and response from the virus, we feel fortunate to be able to maintain all of our employees. They will be here to provide all services required for a proper and complete repair. These are uncharted territories. Let's all work together for a full, safe, and prosperous recovery.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill. Featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. The lines here are 605-4567. It is about 85 degrees. I have to keep refreshing my computer screen because it brings up the new temperature. And every time I refresh it, it's gone up another 3 degrees. It's going up to 109 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas and Propane. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by the Watson Health Organization, a fully accredited chest pain center. Not only that, they have Da Vinci surgical robotic system there. That means less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. I read an article about that yesterday, too, about how these surgical systems can help less blood loss. Inpatient operations are now outpatient operations when they're able to use the robotic system. And Shasta Regional is the only one with this Da Vinci 10i surgical system. It's your health, your choice. I'm here with Dr. Douglas Craig, a psychologist here in town. He's been practicing for 33 years, a man of great common sense. And he wrote an article called In Search of Heroes. And do we all have the ability to be a hero? Is that in us?
Yes, I think that that could be said, that at birth we all have that potential, for sure. Yeah, doesn't mean we will, but to some degree we could all become, as it's defined, develop a more heroic consciousness. There's certain things that facilitate it. One is called the hero's journey, and that's refers to the mythology that underlies all cultures in the world. The hero's journey is a process by which we go through trials and tribulations and undergo tests, you know, like Odysseus, mm-hmm. the Iliad and the Odyssey, and how do we emerge from it? And if we think about it, many of us have had our own hero's journey, you know, the different kinds of sufferings that we've had. You know, you mentioned on the break that, you know, Linda's had some health issues. My wife had breast cancer back in 2007, and I almost got killed on a motor scooter the year later. And,
I remember that.
And then we lost our house in the car fire. And, you know, so these are the kinds of things that force a person to respond either heroically or not. You know, you can sink into your suffering or you can transcend your suffering. You know, if you seek to blame someone for your suffering, then you're probably not going to become heroic. If you seek to find purpose and meaning in your suffering, then it's possible that you might emerge from that, you know, wiser and more heroic.
One of the things you said here, a woman by the name of Susan Ross has scientifically studied the process by which ordinary humans become heroic. And it's a movement toward becoming more conscious of who we are and what we're capable of. I see people like that. You know, I saw them in the military, and I've seen them since then, and jobs I've had around the world. They don't realize, you know, they quit too soon on themselves, that they have the capability. And I think that was probably one of the most frustrating things, is when you saw somebody with great capabilities and chose not to use them. For whatever reason, and, you know, sometimes you could unlock it and you could get them to perform at the level that they were more than capable of, and then which would bring them advancement, more money, the whole thing. But it was difficult reaching people.
Yeah. I have a sign in my office. It says, don't believe everything you think. And what it refers to is that too many of us identify just with our thinking mind, you know, mm-hmm. again, that dualistic thinking, and I'm separate from you, and there's this thing called otherizing or othering, and the idea that I'm separate from you, and I'm better, you know, that there's that idea. But also, for many people, that they carry around with them a certain woundedness, which we all receive from our parents, whether we wanted to or not, or whether they wanted to wound us or not. Meaning that they're not perfect. And so stuff happens, and then some individuals will carry around with them a sense of unworthiness or a sense of insecurity and inadequacy. And I think that what you may be seeing when you say, boy, that person can really go far if they just believed in themselves and they were willing to take a risk. And too many people get stuck in this fear-based thinking and don't go beyond that. Which is the second sign of a hero is transrational communication. Mm-hmm. And what that refers to is there are certain things in life that aren't irrational and they aren't rational. They go beyond those terms. And these are things like love, things like, you know, suffering. You know, if you go into a church, any religion in the world, that isn't really rational. You know, there's not... You can't scientifically prove, you know, that Jesus walked on water, for example. However, these beliefs that people have, or when someone falls in love with someone, and soldiers are willing to give up their lives. You know, there's a story in Joseph Campbell's book on his mythology books. He refers to these two policemen that are called to address a young man who's about to jump off a building. They don't know this guy. They're just doing their job, and they run up on the rooftop just as the man's starting to leap off, and this policeman grabs his arm to try to rescue him, and he's being pulled off now. So he's about to die just because he was willing to do that. And then the other policeman grabbed the other policeman's arm and rescued both of them. And, you know, there's nothing about that that's rational. That makes no sense. Why the heck are you willing to give up your life? But that's the heroic consciousness emerging at that moment. You don't know if you have it in you. You know, there's some people that might have run up there and go, ooh, and step back and just let the guy jump. And, and nothing would have happened. He would have gone on, had his career. But that's
nobody heroism. Would have blamed him.
Nobody would have blamed him. But there is something in us that says, you know, I am my brother's keeper, my sister's keeper. There's something about me that's connected to other people. And if we could all develop that consciousness, you know, we could create a different world.
Well, you talked about an example, and we got to take a break, so I want to talk about it since we get back. An example of heroic consciousness right around here that happened.
Yep.
This portion of the show, brought to you by our friends over at SST Oil. We talk heroes, and it's on different levels. During the COVID, when everybody was sheltering in place, our truck drivers were out there delivering oil, kerosene, fuel, jet fuel. And now we got into the fire season, another group of heroes stepping up, first responders to fight these fires. Well, SST Oil is right there with the firefighters, making sure they've got the fuel it takes to do those jobs, working 24 hours a day, getting the fuel out to the helicopters, to the planes, and also up on the front lines for the diesel-operated. And the end result of it is they are heroes. SST Oil, always looking for some good people. They've got a number of different things that they offer down there, including the CFN cards where you can get gas at over 60,000 different places, including the middle of a Nevada desert in the middle of the night. One, we'll be right back with you. Successful graduates serving our community in high-demand, high-growth fields like nursing, law enforcement, accounting, communications, and agriculture. Summer enrollment is happening now. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply to enroll for the summer semester. Classes start June 8th. Looking for a transfer? Save money and time by spending your first 2 years at Shasta College before you transfer to a university. High school students, summer is the perfect time to earn college credit with no tuition cost. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply.
For over 50 years, House Clients sold commercial and investment property. We have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1960, community for generations. Please call House of Realty today, 41-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an accident or illness. We've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give it to 1-04 and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell and Shive, 221-04.
It's the Little League baseball team and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years. Helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do. It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the community that you call home. Orchard Nutrition Center, since 19, we're all in it together.
In one procedure, take home test can making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy 246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire 6.5 FM and 1460 AM. Tomorrow our guest will be Woody Clendenin, who owns a barbershop down in Cottonwood, Citizens Patrol down there. and has been in the news. Been on the show tomorrow at 8 o'clock, so we'll be tune in for that and a few other things that are happening. But today, how we had a moment of right here in town.
Right.
Would you mind expanding on that?
Well, I wasn't there. I wasn't at the,
I don't know, 400 or 500 people, I guess, down here by the county courthouse. Mm-hmm. And the police were there. They shut off the street because it was so.
We're facing one another, and one protester broke from the line and just went over. I believe she asked, but said, you know, can I give you a hug? And I believe she gave a couple policemen hugs, and probably was a surprise to them. Mm-hmm. They weren't expecting that, but they welcomed that. And it's that there was a shift in consciousness. It was almost as if something went through everyone at that point. And then Sergeant Montgomery, Montgomery broke from the police line, and he walked over. Protesters applauded him, and then several police officers, and they realized they're kind of in this together. You know, it's like this morning I read on some little white girl. She wanted to write, you know, Black Lives Matter on her sidewalk, and her neighbor got upset and said that, you know, this child is vandalizing the neighborhood.
Tell me they didn't arrest her.
No, they did not. Deputies came out and they looked at it and they said, you should write it bigger. and they commended her. And it, you know, we don't hear all, we hear about the divisions, mm-hmm. but as you know, we're trying to come together.
Well, and one of the things you wrote is this is an example of heroic consciousness, non-dual awareness, trans-rational thinking, or win-win. It was a win-win. And no one lost, even though right. that for days afterwards, everybody tried to make a big point that, oh, you had the militia there, and right. What right did they have to be there and all that? Well, you know what? They had a right to be there, too.
Right.
But the bottom line on it was is that people came together that night.
Right.
And then a few days later at Caldwell Park, 1,500 people got together, shared their experiences.
Yeah. And why does it occur to me at a particular moment to use a certain metaphor, for example? Mm-hmm. You know, there's something beyond my thinking mind that's operating there. We are connected. There's a consciousness that connects us that we are not always aware of. But if we trust it, you know, it's why, you know, where marriages are healthy, it's because the two people, you know, are connected on a deep level. And, you know, and they kind of sense what the other one's thinking or feeling and needing. And we respond to that. You can't really explain it rationally. You just have this sense that, you know, my wife or my this, right? That it's just this realization that, you know, these little nudges are happening to us. And my guess is that young woman just thought, you know, heck with it. I'm just going to go hug them. You know, she's probably already got her own little heroic consciousness developing, and an awful lot of police officers, just like nurses and teachers and psychologists and military people, are drawn to their professions because they do want to serve.
They do.
They're just good people that want to serve.
They do want to protect and serve.
It doesn't mean they're all going to be that way.
No.
You know, we certainly have, villains.
Yeah.
You know, as I, you know, made a little rhyme one time, you know, every Jesus needs a Judas and every Caesar needs a Brutus, you know, so there's a sense that heroes sometimes need a villain to heroism. And so, you know, the hope is, though, that as a society, that our consciousness is raising over time and we're becoming, you know, more loving and more unified.
Well, in the last part of your article, you said, what's next? And you said a quote from Doug Dillon, treat everyone you meet as if they were you, but take it right out of the Bible.
That,
exactly. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Right.
And love your neighbor as yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you treated people like that, imagine the problems that would go away.
Right. Exactly.
If we could do that.
Yeah. If you think about it, some of us are fear-based.
Yeah.
Some of us are love-based. Most of us are, though, a hybrid of those two things. And it means we'll pull away, we'll avoid, we'll miss on opportunities to connect. You know, but if we're willing to be uncomfortable and we're curious, we can reach out and make connections to people that can be
like. Part here about collaborative heroism. You right. know, it's just what you were talking about. It's up to us to heroically conscious evolve. And we're not talking about risking your lives as it may be.
Right.
You know, fear brings anger, and anger brings separation. So you've got to get over the fear part.
Right.
And you know, of a person, or you're vilifying a individual or a race or a ethnic group
right.
through part of its fear.
Right.
And
right.
you can get past that.
Right. Yeah. Sometimes we call it empathy. Sometimes it's called perspective taking. It's the ability to see reality from someone else's perspective and value it. That's how, you know, marriages prosper. When each person mm-hmm. feels heard and understood.
Well, that's a big thing.
Yep.
That you're just not, you know, blah, 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 right. when people are talking.
Yes.
As Linda points out to me every so often, she goes, blah, blah, blah. Like, wait a minute, I thought I was really getting into that one. No, you're not. Hey, I've been here with Dr. Douglas Craig, who is used to have a show here on the station and loved having that show, but, you know, moved on, but
right.
we were so happy. It was right at the beginning when we started here that
yeah.
you were with us. And, you know, we need to have you back on. This article he wrote, In Search of Heroes in a News Cafe, I think everybody needs to read this to talk and to see how we had a shift, you might say, during a time when things were very tense, that it was a became situation. And that's what we should look at.
Exactly.
The good part of it. Not
yeah.
who was there. Could have happened because it never did. And that, again, goes into the fear. And
believe in ourselves and one another. Yes, absolutely.
Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, Carl. It's great to be here.
You
it's,
bet.
It's fun. Thanks.
Everybody have a great day. It's going to be up 109 today, my friends. So be careful out there. Hydrate. Don't leave anything in your car you don't want.